Otto and Jenny Ball, Crossroads Ministry, Hyde, Pennsylvania. I began writing to those in prison in 2000. I was planning on going into a prison with Yoke Fellow Ministry. I wanted to learn more about those on the inside and felt the best way to know what inmates go through would be to write some of them. I would never have imagined writing to so many of them. Last count, we have heard from over 2,200 inmates. I answer every letter that is written to us. I was a volunteer at a state prison for 10 years, September 11, 2001 till January 2011. I always love testimony time, so now we have over 100 testimonies from those we write to, and share them with those we write to. We received many more than we could use, but are truly thankful to all that have taken their time to share them with us. We also have contracts. We have over 100 of them as well. Being I have been at this for a good while, I have learned a few things. First, not one inmate who has gotten out of prison has come to our house. We do have a post office box, but with Google it is easy to find us. One did get out and Googled our info and he called us. I enjoyed hearing from him. I get asked a lot for financial help from those I write to, but being I write to so many, I can't offer them help. I have no problem telling them the truth. I wish I could do more, but I can't, so I don't let that get in our way. I offer fellowship and I stuff an envelope so that it weighs 2 ounces. I get many different tracts from a number of different ministries. So they get not only my letter but lots to read. That which I share with them is often then shared with others. That helps us reach more of those on the inside. I also give addresses of other ministries so that they may obtain Bible studies, tracts, books, a Bible. I often give out a message that an evangelist sends us. At first he thought all he could afford to send was 25, but soon he began getting letters from inmates telling them how much they appreciate his messages. He now sends us 3 big packets each month. I give out lots of tracts. One tract ministry offers 30 tracts a month, encouraging people to give out a tract a day. Last I heard from Carl from Bazujan Tract Ministry, over 40 inmates have signed up already. I heard from a former inmate who had been on death row. He was out of prison and he and I talked on the phone. He said one day he got a postcard from a stranger. All it had was a name signed on the postcard. It meant a lot to him knowing that at least someone had thought of him and dropped a postcard. Mail to an inmate helps them know someone cares. God bless you. Otto and Jenny Ball. The world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.